The men dance. Some throw their arms around each other, making tight, heaving circles, their heads almost touching, their legs shuffling, the circles moving around and around, a black and white kaleidoscope. Others weave a snaking line through the spaces in between, man after man, his damp waist cupped by the warm hands of another, beneath his own palms the softness of the next man's belly. At the head, an elfin man with a wild beard and curling sidelocks takes loping steps, lifts his eyes heavenwards, and yells his prayers directly to the Almighty. The sweat drips from their faces, pooling on the parquetry floor. A man slips, the smooth sole of his shoes sliding awkwardly, and is hoisted back up into step by the other men on either side, the circle continuing without pause, around and around, faster and faster, until the men become a blur, a pulsing entity in a frenzy of worship. The circle breaks, revealing Daniel and Menachem together in its center, facing one another, each gripping the other's forearm so tightly that the skin around is drained of blood. They spin, fast, first with scuffling steps, then jumping, leaning outwards, only the steady pull of the other keeping each from falling. Beneath their jackets, their shirts are sodden, pasted onto them. Their breath is heavy, their chests heaving, their mouths gulping air. The other men are drawn to them. They stop dancing to watch, bending forwards to recover, but keeping their faces raised, their eyes fixed on them. So intense is their connection, so clear is their exclusion of all others, that no one dares enter the circle until finally, laughing, Menachem steps away and they stagger backwards, teetering on their heels before regaining their balance.